Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use that to your advantage. It's free. There's no barrier to entry other than to have a computer and a web and a connection to the internet. That's all you got to have. And everything's there is free except for the books. We like it when you pay for the books, but everything else is on me and my outstanding corporate partners, and we hope you'll thank them for making that available to you as well. And don't forget to check out the blog is there. It's right on the homepage. You can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you. That's updated every Monday through Friday. And the newsletter comes on Sunday by email. We'll send that to you, and it's you can set your clock by it. It comes out about 2:30 Eastern time every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things, including all the past archives, the archives of the past interviews, that we've conducted with our good friend Steve Chandler. Steve's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here. My favorite of all of his books are 9 Lies That Are Holding You Back and the Truth That Will Set You Free. But we have a new one out, and it's called The Story of You. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's really great to be here.
It's good to have you here. I can tell you're all a Twitter about being here.
Well, yeah. I'm always happy to be on the show with you.
Steve has, folks, I'm a little jealous of Steve. Besides the fact that he's a handsome guy, he's got a great radio voice. And Steve, I'm always jealous of your voice. You got a great voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Steve, in your book, the Story of You, one of the things you say in here, which I appreciate, is that you talk about making sure that basically that you know who you really is, and that is who you should be, not who somebody else says you should be. And you say in here that you were a life coach who didn't know how to live. What do you mean by that?
Well, I was somebody who had messed up his life in business and in other ways, so many different ways. It was like a Jerry Springer show or something. It was really the world record for dysfunction. And when I was able to pull myself out of that, with the help of a coach of my own, I began to see that that was an advantage. The fact that I'd made these mistakes and been as low as I had been, my clients were unable to trump me. So I would work, the clients I was working with would have a small business or be in business for themselves, and they would say, you'll never believe what's happening to me. No one's had it this bad. And I'd just smile and say, but you haven't seen anything. So that would be a huge advantage,
yeah.
Because my people would finally get, boy, I've never been that low, and maybe my life's pretty good.
You know, I'm laughing because when I was a full-time business consultant back in the 90s, before I started doing this, I was running a small business just like they were. And many times, you know, they were coming in with their challenges, and they didn't realize I was dealing with something just that much or worse. And you know, they were teaching me too while we were going through that. And isn't that the way that life is? Is that
we
draw from so many people, don't we?
And you know, it's funny. The best managers in baseball are people who weren't very good players.
Mm-hmm.
And I point out in the book, The Story of You, that the best hitting coach of all time never hit 300.
Charlie.
In fact, for years, he only hit in the low 200s. But when you have to struggle to learn something, and it doesn't come naturally to you, and you go through all the pain, you can become the best teacher who ever lived once you go through that.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. I mean, you look at all the golf coaches that are teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, Tiger Woods' coach and Mickelson's coach and all those guys. And you say, well, you know, if those guys are so smart about golf, why aren't they winning all these tournaments?
Right.
Well, knowing how to do it from past experience and being able to execute are two different things, aren't they?
completely different. Knowing how to teach, consult, and coach is a completely different skill than doing it.
One of my favorite stories, Steve, is a few years ago, one of my younger brothers came to me and he was asking me for advice on business. And I was a consultant in those days, and I could tell he wasn't listening to me. I could tell he wasn't paying attention to what I was telling him. And I said, hey, you need, and he sat upright in his chair. I yelled at him, and I said, you need to pay attention to this. I'm giving it to you for free, and I'm still making payments on this stuff. And
yeah,
it was the truth. I was telling him about mistakes I'd made. I was still making payments on to get out of those mistakes.
Right.
And he wasn't paying attention. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Chandler. The new book is called The Story of You and How to Create a New One. It's available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Only you can make the darkness bright.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Steve Chandler is our guest. And he's, many of you know his book, Reinventing Yourself, which is a bestseller. And as I said earlier, Nine Lies That Are Holding You Back and the Truth That Will Set You Free is one of my favorites of Steve's. And the new book is called The Story of You and How to Create a New One. Steve, tell us where it's available, please.
Well, it's available everywhere, including my website, but also on Amazon and in the bookstores.
And what is your website?
SteveChandler.com.
Just like it sounds. So I hope you check it out. Can they read a little bit about the book on your website?
Yeah, there's information on the book. There's a chapter from the book.
And if, you know, if they order it from your website, can they get it autographed?
Of course.
All right. So make sure you. That's the way I'd want mine, folks. I'd want mine autographed because in 100 years, that signature is going to be worth at least 40, 50 cents. Right, Steve?
Yeah, well, right now, it reduces the value of the book given my past history.
The story of you might get in the way of everything you ever wanted. I'm going to say that again. Listen to this, folks. This is in the book. The story of you might get in the way of everything you ever wanted. What does that mean, Steve?
Well, the people that I coach and work with, when they sit down and tell me what's going on in their business or their professional career, they tell me a story. And this story is based on their personal limitations that they've accumulated. They collect them just like they're a collector of baseball cards over the years. And as they lay this story of what happened to them and who victimized them and what I begin to see that the whole story they're telling me is, number one, not true, and number two, completely based on limitations that they've believed along the way. So my job
was... Can you give me an example of what that might sound like?
Well, someone sits down and says, first of all, says to me, I'm not very organized. Well, that's just not true. Now, maybe the person has a preference for leaving organization to someone else while he does the bigger things, and he's more of a right-brain person. But you see that his story about himself is profoundly negative, and he probably picked it up in childhood or when... And it got in there. And
you don't think it's humility or self-deprecation, so you don't expect too much out of them? What do you think?
Yeah, it is. It's self-deprecation as a way, almost as an opiate. What people do is they declare their limitations to everybody, and they become almost proud of them. And it gives them a way not to operate in a very expressive way in life. They now walk around feeling dampened down by their own story.
Right.
And my work is to take their story away and get them into action. Because when people are in action, there is no story. If the house across the street is burning down and somebody runs across and saves a little child from one of the burning rooms, that person doesn't stop to figure out whether they have enough courage to do it or what their history is on this or whether they're claustrophobic or afraid of fire or they're a real doer or they're lazy. The whole story disappears in that moment of action. And so these stories that we carry around really aren't true. And the problem is we believe them as if they're the truth. I was talking to a country music singer who hired me the other day. And he was telling me these stories about how only young people make it in country music now, and mm-hmm. only people with hats, and he didn't have a hat, and all these things. And they're
hats,
all hats stories.
Hats and cleavage, that's what sells in country music today.
Yeah, and none of them are really true. I mean, you can, all kinds of, Willie Nelson is doing great, and he's not all that young.
Yeah, but he started out
older
young.
He's older than you.
Yeah, he's older than dirt, I think.
Yeah, older than you and I combined.
That's right, probably so.
Anyway, so these are stories, and these stories people walk around with are exactly what stands between them and their success. So I called the book The Story of You, mm-hmm. and I wanted to write a tool for people that would help them leave their story behind and get into action.
When I used to train salespeople years ago, Steve, I would tell them that one of the ways to be successful is to become an expert.
Mm.
And you'd be amazed at how many people that I trained had a problem calling themselves an expert. And I would say to them, I would say, well, let me ask you a question. Do you know your product? Oh, yeah, I know my product. Do you know anybody who knows more about your product and what you sell in your industry than you do? Well, actually, you know, I'm pretty good at that. But then that makes you an expert. I'm anointing you. Here, lean forward. And I would, you know, pop them on the head. I anoint you, an expert.
Yeah.
You know, go forth and sell. And I would tell them, don't be reticent to, you don't walk in and say, hi, I'm Jim, I'm an expert. But in your conversation, make your customers believe, and to the point where you say, well, you know what? This is my field. I'm an expert in this field. Make them believe that they can have that confidence in you. And if you don't, then you're not firing with all your weapons.
That's right. And you're not serving them very well. See, when you put this false humility forward in life, especially in the business world, and it's aw shucks, and you shuffle around.
Right.
With your begging bowl, your client's not being served because the client wants you to have a little bit of boldness and be a little bit arrogant about how good you are. That gives them a lot more trust and security and faith.
They don't want to give their money to people they can't be confident in, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
No, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, Steve. When we come back, you have a chapter in your book here I want you to talk about in a minute. Folks, the book is called The Story of You and How to Create a New One. And chapter 3 is, Are You a Story Told by an Idiot? And we're going to get Steve to explain himself right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen.
And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
Great voice, great songwriter.
Oh boy, you know, I want to get on Ken Casey's bus right now.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, knows a little bit about music. Used to be in the industry himself. Actually, I guess you still are, kind of, aren't you?
There is no job I haven't held for a while. You know, people would introduce me as a speaker, and they would say, he's had a fascinating past, and I can picture the ghost of my father.
Yeah.
Saying, in other words, he could not hold a job. Why don't you just tell the truth about it?
And they didn't use the word notorious or infamous or anything like that, did they, Steve? There's a chapter in your book called "Is Your Story? Are Your Story Told by an Idiot?" What do you mean?
Yeah, well, I wrote a chapter about how even motivational speakers have these strange stories that aren't true that cripple them. And after 9/11, I was at lunch with a bunch of motivational speakers, some of them very well known, and we were all training war stories, and they, every single one of them was starting to talk about how 9/11 crippled their business, and retreats and conventions were canceled, and they were just going on and on. And I said, wait a minute, guys, don't you all give speeches that say turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones?
Right.
Don't you all tell people to just to take any event that you say is bad and have it now become neutral, mm-hmm. and then now have it be good? And here you are talking, telling the story of 9/11 as if it was the truth that it was bad for the speaking business,
right.
and it certainly was not.
Right.
And I showed them how I used 9/11 to increase my ability to serve clients and go and work with them when they had to cancel their convention.
We never missed a beat around here.
Yeah, good. And so
I broadcast that morning and the next morning too.
Well, the line in Shakespeare that life is a tale told by an idiot,
yeah.
that's where that really hit me when I was talking
yeah.
to these people.
Mm-hmm.
They were really being, for that moment, totally idiotic about believing their own negative victim story.
Well, in my opinion, it was because they thought, if I could make an observation, Steve, I'd like to see if you agree with me about this or not. Those guys thought they were being hired to speak. And their speaking career was about being a celebrity, not about being a business person.
Yeah, you're right. It's getting the story of who you are wrong. So you're being hired to serve, not speak.
That's right. 9/11 did dim the lights on celebrity, but it didn't dim the lights on people who were in business who still realized that the marketplace needed to be served.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Here's another chapter I want you to talk to us about. Folks, this is called What's the Real Secret of Success? And I've been waiting how many years now, Steve, since you've been a member of our Brain Trust to ask you this question. Steve Chandler, what is the real secret to success?
Well, I think the real secret to success is knowing about action instead of stories. The real secret here is knowing that happiness is different than pleasure. You know, in this book I tell the story of Elvis Presley. And everybody's saying, whatever happened to Elvis? And here he was so full of life, and he was action itself. And he really inspired a whole nation. He was so exciting.
He inspired a world, almost.
Yeah, and then he went in the opposite direction. He went in the direction of absolute non-action. I mean, he gained a huge amount of weight. He never recorded. He was never seen in public. And how can someone go south like that? How can somebody really completely go in the other direction? And I talk about how that happens in this book, because he confused all these things, the story of making it, the story of fame, the story of success. And
are you saying... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Are you saying that the secret to success is found on the road to the secret to happiness?
Absolutely. Same road.
Yeah, I like that.
And the whole thing is based on being in action instead of thinking about the action you're going to take.
One of the things that I believe, and I've said 100 times, 1,000 times on this show, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
Yeah, and here's what's really ironic. Once you get happy, the money flows toward you. It's mm-hmm. it's a paradox. It is mm-hmm. the happy salesperson will sell more. A salesperson walking into a building who's really lit up, happy, in love with life, having fun
yep.
with the receptionist, he will
sell
more.
It makes a difference. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, the Story of You is the new book, wherever books are sold, and also at stevechandler.com. Steve, thank you for being here. Congratulations on the new book.
You're welcome.
Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.